This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. One Aurora police officer was found guilty Thursday for his role in the 2019 death of Elijah McClain. Randy Rodema was convicted on the lesser charges of criminally negligent homicide and assault in the third degree. Attorney General Phil Weiser.
Hopefully today's verdict can be a sign for healing for the Aurora community and for our state. I recognize that some people may not agree with this verdict. All of us, I would urge, must respect our jury system, which is a pillar of our democratic republic.
The assault conviction can mean up to 18 months in prison, and the criminally negligent homicide conviction can bring 1 to 3 years in prison. Rodema's sentencing will take place on January 5th. The other officer on trial, Jason Rosenblatt, was found not guilty. Negotiators for the union representing Kaiser Permanente workers announced a tentative agreement to prevent further strikes against the healthcare giant. If approved, it would provide Kaiser workers with 21% in raises over the next 4 years. Thousands of workers walked off the job for 3 days in early October and were set for a second strike starting November 1st. The agreement reached late Thursday must now be ratified by workers. This is CPR News and KRCC. There's a freeze warning for much of the Front Range and Eastern Plains overnight. Today, sunny skies in Denver and the Springs, highs in the upper 50s. It's 9:06.